Audio EU4.
Hi, I am Liam.
Hello, I am Maya.
Hi, I am Chloe.
And I am Noah. Today we explore the balance between your big dreams and your daily cash flow.
Imagine a learner who is planning something massive, like a dream holiday across Europe, or perhaps a beautiful wedding in a sunny plaza. It is so easy to get caught up in the excitement of the destination or the celebration. But for a learner to make these dreams a reality, they must understand the foundation of budgeting. Budgeting is not about stopping your fun. It is about making sure you have the money for what matters most. The first challenge any learner faces is statement lag. When you look at your banking app today, it might not show the dinner you bought last night, or the subscription that is currently processing. This delay can make you feel like you have more money than you actually do. If you only rely on your current balance, you might overspend before the bank catches up. This is why a successful learner tracks their expenses as they happen. By keeping a simple record, you stay ahead of the lag and ensure your dream fund stays protected. Being aware of very recent transactions that are not yet reflected in your statement is a vital step in active money management.
Liam is completely right. To keep that dream on track, we need to categorize how we spend. Every learner should understand the difference between fixed and variable expenditure. Fixed expenses are things that stay the same every month, like your rent or your internet bill. These are your non-negotiables. Variable expenses are things that change, like your grocery bill or how much you spend on coffee. You have much more control over your variable spending. Within these categories, you must also distinguish between essential spending and discretionary spending. Essential spending includes things you need to survive, like food and shelter. Discretionary spending includes the things you want but could live without, like that extra pair of shoes or a fancy dessert. When you are planning a big event, like a wedding, you have to treat essential spending as a higher priority. If you spend too much on the discretionary wants today, you might not have enough for the essential needs tomorrow. A confident learner knows how to adjust their variable spending to protect their long-term goals. It is all about setting the right priorities and sticking to them, even when you see something tempting in a shop window.
So how do we keep track of all this without getting overwhelmed? Thankfully, there are so many reliable budgeting tools available today. A learner can use mobile apps or digital services developed by impartial providers to see exactly where their money is going. These tools can help you create a regular budget to plan your income and your savings. One great strategy is to use the 50-30-20 rule. This means 50% of your income goes to needs, 30% goes to wants, and 20% goes to your savings or debt repayment. When you use an app, you can see these percentages in real time. It is also important to look beyond your immediate needs. When you are budgeting for a holiday in 6 months, you are using a medium-term perspective. When you are thinking about your retirement, you are using a long-term perspective. A motivated learner takes the time to create a budget because they know it is the best strategy for increasing their financial well-being. Being confident to adjust your budget when your income changes or when a new expense appears is what makes you a master of your own cash flow. You are the boss of your money, and these tools are your assistants.
Now we have to talk about the things we cannot always predict. Life is full of surprises, and some of them cost money. A learner might have a sudden car repair or a broken phone that needs replacing. This is why having an emergency safety net is so important. You should understand how much money you would need to cover your expenses if you suddenly lost your income. Many experts suggest having enough to cover 3 to 6 months of your essential costs. But it is not just about emergencies. We also have irregular expenses that happen throughout the year, like birthday gifts, annual insurance payments, or holiday celebrations. If you do not plan for these occasional costs, they can ruin your budget. A smart learner seeks ways of adjusting their income or expenditure to account for these fluctuations. You might also receive unexpected income like a gift, a prize, or an inheritance. When this happens, it is a windfall. Instead of spending it all at once, A responsible learner makes informed decisions about how to use that extra money to strengthen their budget or reach their dream goal faster. Actively planning for both the expected and the unexpected gives you a sense of security that is incredibly uplifting.
We also need to recognize that we do not live in a vacuum. Our family community and sociocultural values can have a huge influence on how we manage our money. You might feel pressure to spend money on a large wedding because it is expected by your family, even if it does not fit your budget. Or you might see your friends buying expensive gadgets and feel like you need to keep up. A learner must be confident to make independent decisions about their income and expenditure. It is okay to set your own priorities and say no to things that do not align with your financial goals. You might find it helpful to discuss your plans and your budget with significant others or family members. Being open and honest about your financial limits can reduce stress and help everyone support your journey. You are the one who is legally and financially responsible for your affairs, so you must be the one to make the final call. Accepting this responsibility is a major part of becoming a successful adult. When you align your spending with your own values instead of someone else's expectations, you find a lot more happiness in your purchases.
Let us think about a few more tips for our freelancer or any learner working across borders. If you have a business, it is vital to keep your business income and expenditure separate from your household money. This makes it much easier to see if your business is actually making a profit, and it simplifies your taxes. You should also regularly compare your actual expenses against the amounts you budgeted. If you see that you are constantly overspending on groceries, you might need to adjust your budget or find ways to save. Every life stage brings new challenges. When you are young, you might focus on travel and education. As you get older, you might focus on a home or a family. Each stage will affect your income and your expenditure in different ways. A learner who stays informed and flexible will always be able to navigate these changes. It is all about active management. You cannot just set a budget once and forget about it. You need to check in regularly and make sure your money is working as hard as you are. This proactive approach is what turns a dream holiday into a reality without causing a financial nightmare.
To make everything clear, let us look at some pros and cons of budgeting. A pro of using a budgeting app is that it automates the tracking process and gives you clear visual data. A con is that you have to be careful about the privacy and security of the data you share. A pro of having a fixed expense mindset is that you never miss an important payment like rent. A con is that it can feel restrictive if you do not leave enough room for fun and variable spending. A pro of planning for irregular expenses is that you avoid the stress of a sudden bill. A con is that it requires discipline to save money today for an event that is months away. By weighing these pros and cons, you can build a system that works for your unique personality. My top tip for any learner is to start small. Try tracking every single cent you spend for just 1 week. You will be amazed at what you discover about your own habits. This simple exercise is the first step toward total financial confidence.
We hope you feel motivated to take control of your cash flow today. Remember that budgeting is a tool for freedom, not a cage. It allows you to say yes to the things that truly matter, because you have already said no to the things that do not. You have the power to balance your dreams with your reality, and we are so proud of you for taking this step. Everything we talked about is just a highlight. You will find much more detail on how to use specific apps and how to calculate your emergency buffer in the full lesson text. There you can see the step-by-step guides to building a budget from scratch. Go ahead and read through the lesson to get all the formulas and tips we mentioned. Your future self will thank you for the work you are doing right now. Keep your eyes on the goal and stay confident in your ability to manage your money beautifully.
Stay organized.
Stay focused.
And keep dreaming big. Goodbye.
Previous lesson. Back to course.